welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, we take the world of Merlot to a lower level than it's ever stooped before with Red Diamond Merlot. Also, we talk about Red Diamond's delicious recipes and how classy they are. And finally, we break down current beer trends and Rob discusses more things he's worried about in the world. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. Tonight, I'm Rob the Wine Guy. Well, every night I'm Rob the Wine Guy. But nevertheless, tonight especially.
Maybe just more so tonight.
Yes, because I am joined by an illustrious panel. First, you heard his voice. It is Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Ciao, people.
And we also have with us a Triple B tonight.
Good evening.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say you've heard her laughing and eating.
No, no. She is eating the... By the way, folks, an excellent pairing with tonight's wine is toast with peanut butter and jelly, which doesn't say much for the wine we're drinking tonight. Well, also, I would also like to apologize to the ladies out there. I know that it is after when he was coming off IR. However,
he's
still listed day-to-day.
He's day-to-day.
Yeah.
We're at least drinking some wine he brought.
Yes, well, we are drinking his wine.
Allegedly, it's wine.
And are you going to have to send him down to the daily for a while?
Well, that was already in consideration.
Yeah, he's going to be on a Fisher-Price mic talking to him.
Do you remember those old ones that were
that's what he's on. That's what he's on right now. He's carrying that around, talking into it, realizing you don't chew in the mic.
Without batteries in it.
Well, anyway, the superstar is with us tonight. However, this wine is not a superstar. However, it was brought by the superstar.
Well, we don't know yet.
I'm pretty sure. It's trademarked, by the way. And it's Red Diamond. Their 2013 Merlot. It's from Washington. Now, I'm going to not allow this to sully Washington's reputation. No. But this wine is what I would call a less expensive wine. I didn't say value price wine.
It's bargain.
I didn't say that either. I said it costs less. $8.99.
Well,
we haven't tasted it yet. I'm not going to say it's a value or a bargain.
Serious might be question, a rip-off. Is that a full amount of wine? It looks, the bottle's
God,
so skinny, it looks like it's not a full amount, right?
I hope not. No, it's a 750 milliliter.
Okay.
It does look like a slender bottle.
It would have been nice, though, if it was less of this wine, but still.
I haven't even smelled it yet.
Whoever smelt it, dumped it. But anyway, folks, when we come back, we are going to break into this wine, which you can tell I am very optimistic about. Although, when I've been very sully in the past, you know, very...
We've been surprised by some...
Yeah, but I'm betting that streak ends tonight.
I'm also here, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
We might have a 19 crime event. Although, this is an Australian, so we have that going for it. So, we are going to be right back on the Wine Vault. From a fine year, apparently, Red Diamond's Merlot. And Red Diamond's from Washington State, here in the U.S. of A. Typically.
Is 4 years too old to be drinking
yes.
a cheap wine like this?
And that ends
cheaper
the episode.
Cheaper wine like this?
I guess is what was on the shelf. Yes. Episode over. Now, who cares? I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest. Most things are 14 or 15 right now, so this is just a straggler on the shelf. Like Sledgehammer, I was talking about. It's $8.99 now. There's 12s and 13s on the
really?
Shelf.
Really?
Nobody buys it.
Where did Steve get this?
I think they sell it at Rusty Bucket. It's one of their wines. Well, at least it was. It is a restaurant. I have seen it on restaurant labels, or restaurant wine lists.
You think it's like so old it just sat there, no one ever ordered it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Perhaps Steve just poured some leftover wine glasses in a bottle and put a cork in it and brought it here. One can hope.
I hope so.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Who chose the wines for tonight? Oh, I did.
That's right, you did.
Well, you gotta drink this
stuff. You also decanted it.
Boy, I wish we still had that bottle of Bindemann's 65. The Bin 65 was not appalling for $4.99. See, that's what I'm really... I know it's a Cabernet, but it's not. That is the standard that I'm holding the Red Diamond to tonight. You know?
That's not much of a standard.
No, my standard is, honestly, if it's drinkable, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
You know, when you...
Yeah.
At $8.99, yeah, can you,
mm-hmm. Well, it does
can
have
you stomach
get it?
It
past your teeth?
Yeah, it does have a dark cherry hue.
Mm-hmm.
Very dense. No, it doesn't look pretty. It's translucent.
It's really translucent. Yeah. Kind of in a cloudy kind of way.
Yeah, there's a watery edge, too.
A watery edge. Niagara Falls.
Yeah, it's...
It's
got a half moon. Look at that. Yeah. It's
so do you think someone added water to it?
I hope so. I did. No, I don't think so.
It's just, that's just...
Yeah. It's a really watery edge.
One of the most ever.
It's just a shitty wine, okay? It's so
well,
far...
It's got a watery edge. That doesn't make it a shitty wine.
It does, typically. Reading the back of the label, though, is important.
Particularly on this bottle.
Yes. Red Diamond. Sources grapes from the best locations around the world to...
What?
To reveal the distinct personalities of outstanding varietals? Our Merlot is a shining example of one of Washington's finest varietals. No, it's not Washington's finest
varietal.
So
do you think that they ship wine from all over the world to Washington and make it?
No, I think they're saying that they buy from all over the place. However, they are sourcing from Washington for this Merlot?
That's what I would take from it, too.
That's what you surmise, yeah.
Red Diamond saying, hey, we get nothing but the best grapes from sources around the world. And in this one, we're doing a Merlot from Washington.
No, they're located in Washington, but nevertheless.
I bet that they get wine from everywhere and make it in Washington.
Well, nevertheless, this is a polished wine.
I'll do some research.
Softly
I'll be
spiced
tonight.
Black cherry, berry, and plum flavors. It's softly spiced, though.
Well?
Softly.
Well?
It's going to kill us softly. Killing me softly
this
with your wine.
This is what they say about themselves.
Red Diamond.
They're food-friendly.
Food-friendly.
Oh.
Fruit-forward.
Fruit-forward.
Well.
Wines that are designed for approachability and easy drinking, offering an enjoyable and stylish wine experience every time.
What is a stylish wine experience?
As opposed to an unstylished?
I don't know.
Meaning...
It looks better if you pour it on yourself?
Yeah, that's it. It's like a trip to the barber.
Let's try this one.
The other thing is, they, on their website...
It doesn't smell very good.
This is a terrible sign. On their website, they have cocktail recipes for using their wine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What could I make out of this?
The Divine Cocktail with a rosé, liqueur, gin, the cab, lemon juice,
honey,
I can't hardly read this. Four slices of honeydew melon.
Oh.
And peach bitters.
What?
And what do you put in that? What's the?
It's called the Divine Cocktail.
I'm pretty sure that tastes just like vomit.
Cab and rosé, and gin,
And gin, and peach bitters.
There's another one.
So wait, no. Forget the wine. Let's just go back to that.
Let's go to
wait. I can't. No, wait. I've got to break this down first.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna use Red Diamond wine to make a cocktail that involves peach bitters.
He used two different
ones. And honeydew melon. Four slices of honeydew melon.
You can't. What?
And gin. That sounds so disgusting.
Folks, I'm right now reading that a few episodes back, I had an obscenity-laced tirade about an article by the Poor Fool.
Yeah.
But he's in Washington, so I'm looking through here to see if Red Diamond was one of those wines that he was tasting that said that it was overlooked. Oh, look, it's not in here. So let's get on. Shit. Okay.
Can I tell you this one more recipe?
Do it. Well, this is great. This is going to be better than the wine.
So this is back to the stylish. I think this is where they went with the stylish wine.
By the way, how would you ever get to that last recipe? How could you ever, you just keep adding
to it? Oh, I know. It's like when you go into like a fountain drink station, you just add everything you have.
If you're four.
That's about what they did.
Yeah.
They just had a bunch
where
of stuff.
Where do you find peach bitters?
I assume you'd have to make them. You can get bitters made from different fruit.
That's a
dastardly
way to treat honeydew.
Seen peach bitters.
No.
But.
No. I never want to.
You ready?
Yeah. What about peach pit? Throw that in there.
I like. They have so many.
Do they?
Do the one that's going to make us puke.
So this is summer. This is called summer dress.
Summer dress?
So it's 1 ounce of red diamond Chardonnay.
All right.
Okay.
Grey Goose Liqueur.
So what?
I guess it's just shot of vodka.
Okay.
Aloe liqueur.
Like aloe the skin.
Who do these people think they are?
What the hell is that?
And then Oro Blanco grapefruit. I guess that's another grapefruit.
That's a liqueur, Oro Blanco, okay. I believe.
So that's grapefruit. Then lemon juice, simple syrup, and 6 white grapes.
Oh, but what about 7?
No.
I can't use 7?
No, not 7.
I don't know what aloe liqueur is. In it. But yeah, Chardonnay, vodka,
such a rebel.
Yeah.
Aloe liqueur.
Oh my god! But what do these people think they are? Aloe liqueur? Yeah, that's.
They have another recipe where you combine red diamond temperamental, whatever that is, orange liqueur, and a Riesling.
Fuck that. Why is it that there's a bunch of fucking assholes
and then just
from
pour
Washington?
Orange juice in it. You
got the poor fool and these
jackoffs. Let's not say a bunch. Let's just say these.
God, let's smell this shit and get on with it.
Do you? I was going to try to find out. I only even went to their website to find out if they actually made their wine in Washington.
I don't think they make their wine. It's just a spawn from an alien's ass.
Oh, that is...
unpleasant. That is green. There might be a cherry there.
It's green pepper.
But there are 3 cherries.
Do you smell any aloe liqueur in there?
I smell aloe vera.
Oh my god, this is so bad. What?
There's
metal.
Definite earthiness to it.
Oh, it's metallic.
Metal.
It's metallic.
Like
shitty Merlot.
No. This is...
like Metallica?
Like...
darkness is... what is it?
They make everything. They have
all that I can see is absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die.
They make a black logo. They have a white logo.
Logos. Maybe they should make less logos.
And they even make special cards for waitstaff. What are we drinking? The Merlot?
Yeah. Special cards.
Yeah. I think it might be on how to sell
like
it.
Mad Lib. How to sell it? Lie. Then run away.
Vegetal.
How metal. Often do the Applebee's staff need to have a card? Oh, it's vegetal, metal. Fuck cares. I'm going to taste it.
Do you smell any honeydew melon?
I wish.
No wonder they put honeydew melon in this stuff.
You're drinking it? Rob just switched.
I don't want it to touch my mouth.
I think the wine guy just developed Tourette's syndrome.
And I think that... unlicensed taxi driver and I are just like waiting to make sure he doesn't die before
at least a 10 count.
Well, folks, it's got a lot of flavor. Go ahead and drink it. It won't kill you.
Liar.
It won't kill you. All it is just a really shitty Merlot. It doesn't taste like Merlot.
I don't believe you.
Is it like have tannins in it?
He's going to punish us for laughing at him.
No, just taste it. It's not 19 Crimes bad. I mean, that was gross. This is just...
whoa.
I'm assuming, because I don't drink that shit, this is what like a Woodbridge tastes like or any of that.
If you didn't tell me this was a Merlot, I would never have guessed that.
You would think that it's like a shitty, shitty, shitty Spanish Tempranillo or something like
that.
The
only thing that's Merlot-like is the astringent kind of
or
yucky,
shitty Malbec or
flabby
something
like finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like a Merlot, though. It doesn't at all.
I'll go Malbec all day. 100%.
Yeah, something like that. But a shitty one, not a good one. We have Blackstone Merlot in there because Steve brought that. And he brings some good stuff, by the way. Well, he has brought good stuff before, and then he brought this.
100%.
And Where's the good
he
stuff?
He brought Meiomi one time. The bad Meiomi.
Yes, but he also bought Baron Cali's Inn, and that was good. And the good Meiomi.
And the good Meiomi.
Yeah.
Meiomi.
Meiomi.
Yeah, the 14 was nice.
Yes, and, but the Baron Cali's Inn was nice.
Ooh. Ooh.
This is one of those wines.
This is. So they... I think they're based in Washington, and they bought Merlot from around the world.
But since it's from Washington's finest varietals. Although, this is a shining example. Maybe this is a Chilean shining... it does smell Chilean.
Maybe that's why there's 50 different tastes in it, because it's like Merlot grapes from everywhere.
It didn't really have 50 different tastes. It just has blah. You can tell, folks, we don't care for this very much.
I'm still smelling that metallic smell. You know how we talked about alcohol burning your nose?
It's probably.
It's like a metal just burned my nose.
That's what you get. I mean, that's the thing. I think I've been very, very straightforward in saying Merlot is a fickle grape. You just can't have some slap ass grow it somewhere on a hillside. It has to be cold. And if you're some jack off that says, oh, I just grow it in the desert, it's going to taste like shit. What you get, folks, when you. See, Merlot and Pinot Noir, those are two grapes, and grapes, just like anything, each are unique. And some grapes have thick skins, okay, like a Cabernet. And to ripen properly, you have to have warm weather, otherwise it won't ripen right, and you get these lean things. Well, with Merlot and Pinot Noir, it's a very thin skin grape, very thin. And if it's too warm, they will ripen too quickly. And then you're not going to get something that has good varietal character or is of good quality. What you do get is a lot of it. You get a lot of, and that's why you see endless displays of shitty Pinot and shitty Merlot in your stores. It's these bumper crops of crap. You know, and more often than not, there's more warm growing regions in California than there are cool growing regions. Because the big areas are your central coast and down near Monterey, and you know, down Santa Barbara area, out in that area, that's a big growing region, but it's not for good grapes. It's for bulk, junk grapes, like your box wine and stuff like that. That's where it all comes from. And it's all mechanically harvested, and you get...
I would rather drink a Franzia than this.
At least it was from a cardboard box. You wouldn't be... Well, that's the thing. You don't expect it to be good.
Yeah.
So if it's anything... Well, Franzia, no. Boda Box.
Okay, Boda Box.
Boda Box would be better than this. I mean, it actually gets good reviews. Somehow. I don't know what that is. It's in a plastic bag inside of a box. I mean, how the hell is that good? But
this kind of reminds me, like when I'm drinking this, I feel like I'm at some kind of like office function that has an open bar.
And you're drinking in a plastic cup.
In a plastic cup. That's exactly what I was going to say. You're drinking it out of one of those half-sized punch plastic cups.
That's what you get.
That's what I feel like.
The plastic cup might serve this well.
Well, I think actually I would prefer it.
I'm trying to drink this, and I am.
It's not gross, but you don't drink it.
It's not gross, though.
Well,
it's in between gross and not gross.
It's also not gross.
Yeah.
That if you could just drink it and not think about it, and not try to like break it down like we are, it might be better. Like if you were just...
Well, it's just got this lump of
nothing.
Quasi sour fruit in the mid palate.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's some sort of little vanilla streak that sneaks in right behind there.
I can't even get the vanilla. I'm gonna try it.
But it's not a proper fruit. It's a sloppy, berry, off tart kind of strawberry thing going on. And then right there is a little streak of vanilla, which probably comes from oak chips or something.
Maybe still in the bottle.
I would suck on that.
It is very sour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sour
fruit. I see what you mean about when you draw in a certain way, you do get an astringency.
Yeah.
But it's not a real astringency because it's at the roof of your mouth, not on your tongue.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's like a poltergeist in your mouth or something like that.
Flabby, weird finish too.
Oh, it's flabby.
Oh yeah, it's really like bad.
It starts out like it's gonna finish and then it just. Ugh.
Yeah.
Can we say what's the most offensive part of it?
I have a hard time getting past that.
The recipes.
Oh my God.
No. Peach bitters. That's a good idea, Becky. Yeah. Start off with Scott. Most offensive.
You told me that because you said if you don't like something, it's important to say why.
Okay, first of all, what's the best thing about it?
It has alcohol in it. That's easy.
The best thing about it, yeah, Becky's okay, right about the there. Taste. The best thing about it is it's not as bad as the nose.
Well, sure. Oh,
that's a good. That's a.
You need
good point.
More, Scott. You need
something
more.
Else. I was surprised you didn't say this, Scott. I think the best thing about it is how stylish it
a little
tastes.
More than that. A little more. There we go, feel. Scott. You've got a proper pour. I thought you needed a lot more. Scott's got a big glass, folks. I poured that near the brim. That's the way you should drink this. It'll taste better. I swear. Just try it. You don't want room for air. Give it a try.
For air?
Air.
A-I-R.
I'm surprised that glass will hold that much, but still. You want strong? No, so you said it doesn't smell as, but that's actually a negative positive. I'm talking about an actual positive.
Mine was an actual positive.
No, that was stupid. a real positive.
I can taste the alcohol lingering on my palate, on my tongue. Do you taste it, like, kind of laying there?
I taste salami.
Wow, something I can say positive. Wait, I thought we were picking out what we didn't like.
Well, we're going to do that
second.
He's
making a stupid positive first. All right.
Not, it's not that bad to drink. It's not, considering it's only $8.99, I'm not saying it's worth $8.99, but it's not that bad. We've had much, much worse.
Yeah.
Whoa. I've drank much, much, much. There's a reason it's $8.99 and not barefoot $4.99.
I think barefoot's probably better, but still.
I don't know. I can drink this.
Well, yeah, okay.
It's difficult.
It's true.
That's all I got. I got nothing to say positive.
Now what's the least?
Oh, by far, I can't get that metallic nose. It just
oh, the nose.
Oh
just,
my God, it's like
yeah, you have to hold your breath in.
It's like
going underwater.
I do feel like it's making our basement smell.
No,
it's like
well, it smells worse than what's the
if you've ever worked on a car, and you got an older vehicle and it's got leaks and this mm-hmm. that and the other.
You mean the oily smell.
Yeah, well, no, not the oily smell. We would use this foamy engine brake cleaner. And you needed to use it on a warm engine.
Sure.
Well, when that foamy engine brake hit that engine, there was a certain kind of metallic smell that came off. And
yeah.
God, that's what it reminds me of.
I don't think that's what Red Diamond was going for.
Maybe they need a foamy engine brake cocktail.
That's probably an ingredient in one of those. Or one of those ingredients we'll substitute. So on to the triple B. Positive and then negative. Real positive.
Oh, real positive. Real positive. I like that it has some tannins in it.
God bless you for
what
saying
you,
that.
What
That's
are you
good.
Drinking?
I mean,
it does.
I didn't say a lot.
What,
I said
what
some.
Tannin?
There's some tannins. I can taste them.
Did you see them in your glass floating around?
No. I think it has some tannins
in it. I think someone's played
it.
A trick on you. Oh, wait. Do you think so?
You taste them, right?
Very subtly.
Yeah,
right
so
in the right
some.
In the sour flabbiness.
They must be undeveloped.
Yeah.
Undeveloped
but I would tans. Say the worst thing about this is it tastes sour to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that
That's
is
sour for
it's gross.
Thing.
Yeah.
It is.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say off-putting.
It is. Well, I mean, it's just not
yeah. Not what I'm looking for in a wine.
Okay, it's on to me.
I'm sure there's some wines where that characteristic would be acceptable. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is one thing. I wouldn't be as militantly angry with this stupid place if they weren't such D-bags on their stupid website with their shitty mixed
the
drinks.
Cocktails, that's so funny.
Make wine. Don't
Stylish.
Do recipes.
Uh-huh. Stylish recipes.
I know, we have vodka
do.
Upstairs. Do you want me to see what I can, like, put together and bring down for cocktails?
Sure. I'd rather put glass shards in it and drink it.
I mean, we have some like San Pellegrino.
If you're inept jagoffs and can't make wine, then go to school and learn how to do it as opposed to fucking around with your stupid ass website.
Weird to me is most wineries would be offended if you made a cocktail out of it. Oh, God. It would be so blasphemous.
Well, these dumbasses know they have shit.
Advertising it that way.
Well, they're peddling shit. Mm-hmm. They're smut peddlers.
Don't get me wrong. I think there's a time and a place for wine cocktails, but those aren't wine cocktails. Those are just...
What time and place is that?
Those are just cocktail recipes where they dump in some wine. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 1 ounce of Chardonnay and that whatever that recipe was, what the hell are you going to get out of 1 ounce of Chardonnay for that?
Just
water.
Yeah, didn't they have KY in one of the recipes?
No, gross. Too far.
Probably.
His and hers.
Warming sensation.
What was that one called? The Astroglide? Dress? What was it called? Summer dress? Summer, that would be the female one.
Summer dress.
Yeah. Summer not.
Not. Definitely not. Oh my lord, what are we going to do with this?
What are we going to do with it?
Yeah, what are we going to do with it?
We're going to do something with it. But first,
I don't even know how to rate this wine, honestly.
Oh, we'll rate it. But first, we're going to come back. We're going to do a quick little potpourri segment. I have something lined up for us here. And then we are going to... Yes.
Write and review.
We'll be right back in the wine vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And folks, we're back. I forgot that I didn't do my good and bad. What I will say is the good, and mine is, I probably am not following the same rules I would on everybody else, but unlike, say, a 19 Crimes, which was psychopathically bad, I mean, we're talking horrid, train wreck. They haven't done that. They stopped short because they have bad grapes and bad technique and everything's bad. But they didn't leave the skins on. They didn't take a gallon of dog piss and pour in there and throw a pine log in there and call it oak. They didn't do any of that. So what you have is just shitty grapes, shitty sour grapes, and not much else. It's like that shitty Chianti that we have, that white label in there, Saddleback?
Yeah.
This is like a bright, fruity version of that. There's nothing there. But with the Sangiovese, you let it slide, and it's lean, so you don't have to put up with all that nastiness.
Yeah, it would be.
This is like a bright...
Stylistically, this is...
Shitty?
A bright Merlot? No, it's not bright. It's just... Yeah.
So, with that, folks, the potpourri segment tonight.
What's your bad thing? That was everything your good else, thing, wasn't it?
The least... it's just shit.
What's your least...
Least, the least would be the whole fruit characteristics of it. I mean, they're just pathetic.
Yeah.
If you dialed them back and made the thing leaner, it'd be better, for God's sakes, because the fruitiness of it is terrible. It's a sour cherry, it's a sour berry, and there's no plum. And it just makes a quagmire of nastiness. Yeah. And you can't get past it.
Yeah, the fruit was so representatively sour that it's like... Was it really cherry? I can't.
You have to call it something.
The fruit was so muddled because of the sourness. I couldn't pick something out of it.
What are those berries, the red berries that grow on bushes that kill birds if they eat
holly?
Them? Holly? It might taste like holly. There you go.
You have some maraschino cherries in your fridge. We could add that to this and see. Make a little cocktail.
They're old, yeah. We got some bourbon. we got some tequila. We got some old tequila there. We got some brandy.
I just threw out some pineapple. But I'm sure we have some canned pineapple.
Oh, yeah. Do something. So, the potpourri tonight, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about modern trends that concern us in beer. Oh, we're talking about beer on the wine vault.
What?
That's right. And so, the modern trends.
You can smell it from far away.
I know. From modern beer trends. I think I bring this up because on every street corner... Someone's opening their new brew pub, making stuff in-house.
Ugh.
For a minute, I thought you were going into A Christmas Carol on every street corner.
What?
It's a Christmas song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would sing it, but go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Good interjection. Very entertaining. So, yes, on every street corner, I don't know how the song goes, so I can't sing it. Everybody's open a brew pub, and Scott, I know that you have the same.
It's here in Central Ohio. We're just deluded with them.
There's going to be a lot of people that lose their ass, I think, eventually, because the bubble's going to burst. Because we are borderline sacked. I mean, when you have, especially in Columbus, some of them just aren't very good. Some of them are. Some of them aren't. I don't know where the money's coming from, really, to back them up, is the thing. Because some of them are pretty big. Like, Hoof Hearted. That's a real place. Hoof Hearted. Isn't that funny?
But they've been brewing years before they opened their tap room and relocated. I think it takes some of these craft brewers some time to find their chops. One of our local ones, Land Grant, I didn't find them to have any quality at all early, and I think they're doing a hell of a job now.
Well, they're in all sorts of places around town, different games and different stadiums, things like that.
So. And one of the things I think they do well is they don't try and overdo some of what they do. They just make a good product.
Well, remember North High when they opened, everything tastes like bananas.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of a phenomenon. But beyond that, it seems like anymore there's been this total... Everyone wants to move away from standards and just good quality. They want to do, I don't know, hipsterish, fancy shit.
I think without perfecting them. Nationwide basis, there was this push to all these IPAs.
Yes.
Let's do 10 IPAs. And this is from a guy who I really enjoy IPAs. Love them. In the craft brewer's defense, there's a lot of different things you can do with IPAs.
Yes, but they don't really do that.
Little subtle little things, the session styles, the make it a double. Nitrogenate them so you get a creamy head on your IPA. That blew my mind the first time, and then after I had it once, it's like,
Who cares? They some have tropical fruits, some have mango, some have habaneros. I was like, fuck off.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's pissing me off: this infusion thing. We were at a local spot the other night, and it's a craft beer brewery, coffee shop. So guess what they're infusing everything with? Coffee.
Yeah. And they do a coffee infused stout, and the problem is they don't make good stout. Matter of fact, they make quite poor stout. And a stout should have a nice body to it. It should be rich to a certain extent.
Well,
it should have weight. It shouldn't be these thin, vapid pieces of shit. It just can't be dark and be a stout. You know?
If I want a cup of coffee, I'll get a cup of coffee.
Well, true.
You can make a beer that has coffee characteristics to it without infusing it.
Yes.
And I just think that's a cheap way to change it.
It's overbearing, too.
It was awfully overbearing.
It tasted just like Maxwell House coffee. Use good coffee, by the way, too. But
it tasted like you took some beer and added some coffee to it, which, as it turns out, that's probably kind of what they did. I don't know. Maybe they just infused the beans. I don't want to take anything away from them and their efforts, flawed as they were. But another thing that kind of doesn't piss me off, but this whole, let's add fruit to everything.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say infusions in general are not normally a good idea.
At least they didn't do the sour mash. Like they said, sours were the next ones. I got away from that.
One of the things you'll see the better tap rooms do is they'll do just a small scale infusion for that weekend.
Just a little bit.
And they've got a little infuser and they're doing it, just for that crowd. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Now, maybe that takes less guts, but maybe that's smarter. Maybe that's smarter. I don't know. Monica, what about you, other than this really bad wine we're drinking? Well, I think
we had a video of what just happened.
Oh my god!
Folks, apparently as it opens up,
it gets
more
stylish.
That vanilla is like a candy vanilla,
right? Really?
Oh my god! It's a beaut. Really, really not something that you ever want to taste because it doesn't taste natural. It tastes like it came from an alien planet. And when I drink it, it will impermeate my body, and then some sort of an alien pod will attach itself to my body, and then an alien will burst out of my chest and then dance down a bar.
Is that what happened when his hair kind of flew off his head there for a second and fell back down?
I think so.
I've never seen you make that face before.
Well, it was unpleasant. It was not a good thing. I felt like I was going to die.
How'd they get that flavor in there?
With lots of skill. a rat fell in the vat.
I can't wait to try it. Go ahead, you first.
I don't know if you'll. I don't know if you'll sense this. It was very cloying too, and it's not something I'm going to get some more because I like to be punished.
Scott had the grimace as well.
But that was.
Was that from the vanilla? Or yeah, just
no,
the
it's
sour?
The vanilla. It's right in the middle.
Ugh.
Did you have to slurp it, or do you just taste it?
No, I just drank it. I didn't slurp at all. I didn't waft it at all. Oh, yeah, it's really... It's like...
I think the nose has changed.
It's almost a char, too.
It's...
Yeah. It has... They have oak-chipped it, and it was just hiding until now. It hadn't opened up, and it demonstrated that layer
it's like
of hell.
The, it's like the worst artificial vanilla you've ever had in your life.
Do you think they added vanilla flavoring to this? Honestly.
It's what it, right now, that's what it tastes like. I don't think
latte.
Anybody would do that. It's like
a serious question, because I've never tasted it
before. No, it's not oak to vanilla. I don't know what that, it's a chip. It's some sort of an additive.
It's making my head hurt.
Yeah, I don't want that, but I wish it would. Just aneurysm, done.
Damn, back to what's bothering you about beer.
Oh,
I mean,
beers don't seem so bad now.
I can see your original point where at some point does the market get saturated?
That, but I want people to focus in on becoming good beer makers. Because your creativity means nothing if you're not good at the base of making beer, and you make not very good beer, then all you're doing is making dumb, not very good beer.
Right.
And I'm sometimes amazed. I understand that you can only achieve so much if you, even though your palate might be good, your skills might be still at a certain point.
And I think there are some that go out. What was the name of the guy that made that cider that we just freaking loved?
Cider?
It was a cherry cider. It was so damn good in Reynoldsburg.
Oh, well, I haven't been to Reynoldsburg.
He's gone. He went out of business.
Oh.
What? Anyhow, they had this product. They made this imperial cider that was to die for and easy to drink. Easy to drink. It was so freaking good.
Huh.
And yet he wouldn't make it. Yeah. He'd make us all this other stuff. He wanted to make tricky beers and, you know, session style ales, and they were dirt. They were terrible. He was awful. Mm-hmm. He couldn't make a simple lager.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he had... He had the cider, which sold well, mm-hmm. but he wouldn't make this imperial. That would it was would blow your mind.
Yeah.
It was so easy to drink, and it was like a 12%er.
Mm.
So it would just destroy you.
Right.
But, you know, for me, with ciders, I don't want to drink a bunch of them anyway.
Right, you can't.
It's fine, but it was historically good. Yet he didn't understand that he had something down. Make your money on that, then figure everything else out slowly but surely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have 10 things on tap if you can only make 4 well.
Yeah.
You can have other things on tap that aren't yours.
I definitely temper my expectations, though. Like you were saying, there's so many of them that start out bad. But mm-hmm. I've seen so many where at first I thought they sucked. But then, you know, you find that one beer and then mm-hmm. they get their act together and then... They become a staple. And one of those that I'll throw out is that Rheingeist. Do you remember we went to the beer fest, that first one we all went to?
Yeah, yeah.
God, it was awful. Everything they had. Yeah. You felt bad because we were they were the first spot when we walked in the door.
That's right. That was them, wasn't it?
They were awful.
Oh, that was repugnant. I thought, well, a lot of the Cincinnati beers were bad.
Well, but now, Rheingeist?
Yeah.
The truth is the truth.
It's good.
They've got a cider that everybody loves. They've got a couple ciders that everybody loves.
Their cider a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dry, pear cider, I think, that's supposed to be really good now.
So I haven't what's the one that I have upstairs?
You have the pink bubbly stuff you can't find anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pink bubbly stuff, the champagne style. Champagne-ish. It's supposed to be effervescent and bubble throughout it. It's supposed to be super dynamite.
Yeah, they can't keep that on the shelves. And I've had the dry and then the semi-dry.
The dry is the best.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess let's just get back to making simple beers. I agree with you know, in the coffee place, the one thing about them, they made just a good basic German lager. It was fundamentally good.
And they also infused it.
And they infused it.
Could you, all of the things that they had, could you buy them regular or infused? Or
the lager, yes, not the stout. But I wouldn't
want to. No, the stout, stout had a base stout also.
Oh, really? I wouldn't want to drink that because it wasn't any good.
No, the stout was
terrible.
Okay. There actually were two coffee infused stouts, and one of them, you're right, you couldn't get just the base stout.
Yeah, it was lousy. It was a lousy stout. If it were a brawny enough stout, it could have.
Here's a serious question.
Yeah.
Do you think they know it's bad
No.
and are just trying to sell it?
No.
Wow, I don't. To make money. You know, and it's. And it's.
Or not do you think they're genuinely proud of it?
They have a lot. There's a lot of handlebar mustaches in there. So, you know, I don't think that they know.
I don't think the wait staff knew it was bad.
No, they wouldn't know good from bad.
He was cocky, and we talked to him about a couple things, and he was just,
yeah. And, like, think about the people that run, what is this kinda called? Demeaning, Red almost. Diamond. Do you think that they're proud of this?
Illuminati, man.
Or do you think they're just...
I think this is part of an Illuminati portfolio.
Yeah.
Or do you think they're just like, whatever money we can make off this is cool?
These guys, I'm betting, if you look, that's how they're in restaurants. They're Illuminati.
They get pushed.
They're Illuminati.
The wine distributor has to push this off on and say, take this. You want this? Take this.
They probably have a really good wholesale price.
I was a restaurant. I wouldn't sell this shit.
Think how upset you would be if you paid $20 for a bottle of this at a restaurant. It could even be $25.
I think Steve said they stopped carrying this.
God bless them.
Because it wasn't any good. Yeah, because they tasted it. That and Cypress Merlot, they hated both of those.
This is $8.99 retail. Yeah. It could, I mean, seriously, it could easily be $25
a bottle. I've seen a Giant Eagle and Kroger. I mean, it's there. It's just one of those plunk stuff. But it's a plunk that says it's from Washington State, which is unusual. Normally, Washington State doesn't have wines in this price range, and there it is, and it ain't any good. So, when we come back, folks, we are going to give this wine a numerical score between... Well,
zero.
zero and probably 80. Right back in the wine vault. Triple B, 2013 Red Diamond Merlot. Give it an accurate score. Don't be stupid.
Jesus.
Right before we came back from break, I said I was out of practice scoring bad wines.
Yes. Yeah. Wolves look for the weak. Don't let me know that you're weak.
Right. I don't find... there really are not any redeeming qualities in this. It's difficult to find a way to compliment it.
We didn't eat through the glass and didn't make a mess.
Right. I give it a 77.
Ooh.
Give it a 77. I would 77. Not drink it again.
That's a strong score.
Is that high for what you're giving it?
Nah, I'm on the scale.
I think it's fine. I think it's a fine score.
Yeah.
It's got a horrible, vegetal, metallic nose.
Mm-hmm.
Sour fruit, minimal tannins, a flabby finish.
Other than that. You are very descriptive, though.
Other than that.
I think the Spectator reviewed it the same way. They said the exact same. No, they didn't actually put it in the magazine. They probably gave it a 92. Jackasses.
Anyhow, stylistically, it's non-Merlot.
Yeah, the thing that's is, a
it's
really
it's borderline wine.
It's I've had much worse.
Right.
Oh sure.
But I don't know what that goes to a score. But I'm gonna give it a 76. That's what I had. Yeah. Becky said 77. I had mine down before that. That's what I got.
Rob just scratched out his score.
Well, I started to think about this. I mean, it's better than Pepperwood Grove.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, that got like mid to low 70s. So. So, folks, on to me. I was in the same ballpark, too. I originally had a 75 written down, but I thought about it, and I said, no, because this is, at least has fruit. It's not good fruit, but at least it has fruit. I think I gave Pepperwood Grove a 74, 75, something like that. I don't recall. And it's markedly better than that, but that's like saying, you know, the flu is markedly better than having strep
pneumonia.
Throat.
Yeah.
Bronchitis. I mean, it's really not. It's the
people die from the flu.
You could die from this, too.
Especially with
the vanilla out.
Yeah. So, with all that said, I'm going to give it a 77 as well. Mm-hmm. Not a point higher, though.
No.
That is top of the mark.
But,
it is absolutely, positively not recommended by the Wine Vault.
Not recommended.
Disavowed by the Wine Vault. Not necessarily Wall of Shame, because it shouldn't be any better than this, but it is absolutely not recommended. It gets the avoid.
Yeah.
Tag.
Well, it's also not stylish.
It's
nothing stylish. It's not even that attractive of a label.
No, it's really. It's looks not even like a chintzy label.
Even stylish in its badness.
Shitty wallpaper.
It really does.
It needs an animal on it so people know.
That's a proper
to
warning.
Stay away.
Yeah, that's true. And it needs to be frosted. Animals in costume is what it needs to be.
I would honestly be surprised if that really was 750 milliliters. It looks so much smaller than a normal wine bottle.
Well, I think it's something that when you wish upon a star. So, folks, we have two 77s and a 76.
We're consistent.
Which I'm sure Red Diamond is very proud. Very proud. And they should be. Partly because, you know, they have more money than we do.
right.
And with that, folks, the Wine Vault will continue to fight the Illuminati, and we will win.
We will win.
We won't have to blow up half of the Western continental United States to do it, but we might do it. Shut them down.
Remember.
What? Well, yeah.
KJ. The Illuminati. The Avengers.
Yes, but KJ, they are that bright, shining star. They are. They control the Illuminati.
You might be my lucky star.
I don't hate Gallo either, but I don't know who this is. So, with that, folks, I'm going to bid you adieu. I'm going to thank the MLS Taxi Drive.
Right on, folks.
Yes. I'm going to thank Jim Lee.
Thank you for having me here.
I'm sure you're very happy as well. And we thank you for joining us on The Wine Vault.